freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same. And if you and I don't do this, then you and I may well spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it once was like in America when men were free.
Welcome back, everyone, to Patriot Coalition Live. I'm Matthew Nugent.
And I'm Jason Marocek.
Thanks for joining us today. Our goal is to create a timeless resource to teach about the U.S. Constitution and the proper role of government, the importance of America's Judeo-Christian heritage, and how to defend against threats to our republic. Folks, we want to engage members of our armed forces, veterans, first responders, and the patriots who support them in their noble professions. Weekly episodes will be available Tuesday mornings wherever you get your podcasts or at patriotcoalitionlive.com. That's patriotcoalitionlive.com. Also, your support is important to us. Please support us at patriotcoalitionlive.com/support. All right. Are you all ready? Let's do this. Okay. Today's episode, we are talking about practical steps you can take to defend America. First of all, we're going to start with the right mindset. Why do you want to take part? Why do you want to be a patriot? Why do you want to defend your nation? Now, if you're saying, well, that's a stupid question, probably because you have what's called a why, something that's burning you. And that's good because right now it's Friday, November 6, 2020. We're still going through the quote-unquote election process. It's unfortunate. It is what it is. We don't know which way it's going to go. Regardless, what you are doing here, what Jason and I are doing here has relevance because we're against a foe far bigger than us in this physical world. And it's going to take an army to win back America. It is.
I would say without a why, you can be as mad as you want about the state of affairs in America and the way liberty is being eroded. But without a why, that's as far as you're going to get. You're not going to take action. So it's extremely important that you understand your why, and then you help it, let it motivate you.
That's right. And when things go up and down, you got to remember that. And right now, you know, I had to do a checkup from the neck up, a good friend of mine says, and said, listen, what we're doing is important. We have to continue. We're going to drive forward and with a great attitude of great expectations because, and Jason's an expert at this, and he's going to help us too. He's been working in this kind of, this line of work and politics engaged for 16 years. I've been doing it for about 2 months. We've both been patriots longer than that, but really engaged here. And he's going to talk about what we can do to get involved in more detail. But you got to know and have it crystallized, a clear picture of why taking America back is important to you. Why getting involved is important to you. Is it fake news? Is it malicious news? Is it the fact that a traitor presidential candidate, okay, who sold out to China and lied about it, professional liar, I will say you, he's really good at it, and is protecting this traitor, and people still vote for him? That's a sad commentary about our nation. That's why it's going to take time. It is going to take time. Jason and I were no longer in the military, but we took an oath that didn't expire when we finished our duty. It is still going on. And if necessary, we will defend this nation up to our death, if necessary. And we are meant to stand in the gap. That's okay. Right. Even though if you're not able to stand on the line, oh, listen, being in the military is a young man and a young woman's game, okay? I mean, I could still, knock out a lot of push-ups, a lot of pull-ups, but there's a lot that you can do, whether it's encourage someone else, help them out time-wise, financially, just stay engaged. There's a lot that you can do, but you got to know your why. And here's another thing. Don't be afraid to talk about politics.
Yeah, attitude is everything.
Yeah, so, oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
Oh, no, I was just saying attitude is everything. You know, you've got to have that attitude. It's got to be, you've got to be really leaning forward, and you can't just be bashful. So you've got to have the right I don't want to say combative attitude, but we're past the stage of being passive. So that attitude's got to, that why's got to inform your attitude, and your attitude's going to help you to talk about politics. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and when talking about politics, just because someone says something and they believe something doesn't mean it's true. Seriously, you know, if 10 people say something that's incorrect, is it true? Well, what if 20 million people say it? It may sound true, but it'll be tough to go against the tide. But, you know, you can't be afraid to talk about politics. Right. You can't be afraid. You need to have an opinion.
No, that's exactly right. So, you know, we've gotten into this mess that we're in, the threats to our liberty, because there's been so many people who have either been, threatened or cowed into mm-hmm. not speaking their mind. They don't want to be seen as politically incorrect. They think politics is dirty. When in reality, politics is not dirty. It's the people who practice politics who have the potential to be dirty. So there's a big difference there, and we can inform and we can influence, you know, who it is that is practicing politics thanks to our electoral system.
Can I say something there? Mm-hmm. A lot of us in church have misread or misunderstood the Bible. It says, you know, God puts the king in place. He puts the leadership in place. And so you shouldn't get involved. At least that's what I was told. Even the military, don't get involved.
Yeah,
that is incorrect. If you're in the military, guys, how do you know? How do you know what you're defending? What I swear to protect and uphold the Constitution. Okay, what's it about? You gotta know it. You gotta protect it. You gotta know your system, and it's not just good intentions. You have to get engaged. You have to get engaged.
Yeah, no, you're right. So you have to. It's very important that you don't allow the enemies to liberty to cow you, to scare you into not getting engaged. That is how they've been able to suppress the, you know, people mm-hmm. who are like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, it's too much work. It's too much effort. I don't want to, put my family or my reputation at risk. You know, we're going to lie in the bed that we make, right? So this mm-hmm. is a time where we have to stop allowing the enemies to liberty to dictate the terms of how we defend our nation, or whether we do, right? So we have to make that conscious decision. Again, as Matt said, letting your why inform your attitude, and your attitude inform your discussions with everyone else. So one way to do that a lot of times is simply to talk to people when you want mm-hmm. to talk to people about politics, because there's can sometimes be this contentious nature. One way to broach that subject or to engage somebody who maybe has a different viewpoint right now than you do, mm-hmm. just say, tell them that, look, I would really like to understand your perspective on this topic. What is it that informs your opinion? What is it that informs the way that you see this? And mm-hmm. then stop talking. Listen to them, at least initially, to find out what that is, because that's going to help you not only with that individual, but there's going to be, you know, if there's one person that thinks that way, there's many others who may have heard something, as Matt said, that was portrayed by a source that is not true. And so that gives you the opportunity to say, oh, their entire perspective is based on this falsehood. Then maybe you need to have a conversation about that.
Yeah. In fact, I remember it was about maybe 10 years ago, I was making a comment about global warming. I said, I think these problems are because of global warming. It's okay. You guys can laugh. Okay. Before global warming, it was global cooling. And now it's climate change. Guys, the leaves change because the climate changes. Okay. We'll talk more about that later. But a very good friend of mine who I liked and respected, he goes, Matt, global warming is a hoax. Climate changes no matter what we do, either colder or warmer on its own. And he says, it's a hoax. And that was the first time an actual person, not the media, but a person said, hey, you know, the way you're thinking is incorrect. And I listened to him, and he didn't yell at me. He didn't say, you idiot, even though he probably should have or could have. But the fact is, I had been parroting, you know, probably want a cracker, you know, global cooling, global warming, climate change, because we want to be a part of a group. And one of the best ways you can convince people is to say, look what everyone else is doing.
Yeah. And Matt, let me ask you this. Looking back on that, how does it make mm-hmm. you feel that individual took the time to talk to you about that subject?
So grateful. So grateful. And he's an independent thinker. Even now, he's just a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
And a leader in his field. Go take it. Because he's an independent thinker. Now, I mean, not always your own opinions are going to be correct, and even you can go the wrong way. But so you always have to be analyzing. But to your point, yeah. I appreciated right. someone educating me.
Yeah. So why don't you help us get us kickstarted and tell us what some of the things that our audience can do to themselves.
Okay. Okay, this is what you can do for yourself. Educate yourself, starting with reading our founding documents. One of the most treasured gifts items is what my mother gave me. It's a book called 101 Famous Poems and Documents. And one of those is the Gettysburg Address. And this was kind of before I was a, you know, self-professed Christian. I just kind of thought, do the right thing, you'll go to heaven and everything. And I didn't go to a Christian school or a school of faith or anything like that. My mother tried to get me, but I was like, whatever, Mom. But in this book, one of those documents was the Gettysburg Address. And at one point, Lincoln writes, on the altar of freedom. I thought, the altar? That's a religious reference. Because my conception, my idea of how I perceived our country and religion is that they grew up separate, you know, and separate but equal. Or no, was it an unbreakable wall between church and state, or you know? So, and the fact that I was wrong, they didn't happen. They weren't coincidental. They just didn't happen to be at the same time. Religion, faith, and our Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is viewed by millions as one of the greatest documents ever written after the Bible. Well, not coincidentally, it was the Christian community, the leaders, who fed into the conception of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Hello, Revelation. Yep. And yes, so what you need to do is educate yourself. Founding documents, read the Declaration of Independence. It will shock you when you sit down. You don't have to read it fast. You have the rest of your life to read it, but read a little bit every day and just study it. And you'll realize the religious allusions and the references to God and creation, and that we have unalienable rights given by our Creator. Okay, right. That's not some – so and
well, as you said, you alluded to the Constitution as well. I mean, I view it as the Declaration of Independence is the document that enshrines the principles of liberty, the way that our founders viewed those unalienable rights that we receive from God. Right. And they said, okay, we're putting it down on paper. This is what we believe. It was a separation from everything that happened before in Europe. But then they took the next step, right? And then, you know, after a false start with the Articles of Confederation, they came together and they formed our Constitution, another document that we need. One of the steps that everybody should take after reading the Declaration of Independence is to read and understand and study the Constitution, because that is then where the founders codified how we were going to defend those unalienable rights. And so it's critically important that we understand that. And these documents, they were written for the average person to read. They were not just for the elites or the attorneys.
Right. That's right.
They were written in simple language. Now, there are some terms of art that are easily researched, and they're few and far between, but they're simple documents. So it's important that we understand that, because this is how we are the document we're going to use to defend ourselves against encroachments from the government.
Yeah, and in terms of defending yourself, I remember one political candidate was Biden. He said he was referring to the Catholic problem, okay? Now, his tone was the Catholics are a problem. And his tone was also, I will make sure that you get your rights. I'm about to cuss right now. I'm about to cuss right now.
Not your job.
Hello. Hello. They didn't come from you, Biden. He's not president. I know he could be declared president by the time we air this. But the fact is, you say, okay, that was a manual.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thank you. Rights didn't come from you, Biden. They didn't come from you, okay? And just like Jason was alluding to, okay, there is, you know, Section 1, legislative process. Section 2, executive process, executive branch. And then Section 3 has to do with judicial branch, okay? Okay, these are unalienable rights. They didn't come from you. They came from God. Okay?
Right.
So, and yes, obviously I'm pumped up about this because they came from
– It's a good thing to be passionate about. I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, the Constitution is like our employee handbook, you know, for our public officials, mm-hmm. kind of defines the limits of their power. So it's extremely important. And mm-hmm. one of the tools that we can use to better understand the Constitution. So another step that you can take to defend liberty is to get educated, is to read the Federalist Papers, right? So these were the documents that were written after the Constitution was written in order to argue mm-hmm. for why the states should ratify them as our foundational law. And then,
Can I add something to there?
Yeah.
Okay, the Federalist Papers, it's written in kind of old English. This is what I suggest you do. When you're in your car, find a podcast, The Federalist Papers, where someone is just reading it. In your car, I've done this before. In fact, one of my old, previous pastors said, y'all don't have time to read the Bible. You have time to read the Bible. Just read it in your car. I'm like, isn't that kind of unsafe? there's the Bible app. You can press play. Well, look for a podcast that says The Federalist Papers. In about 5-10 minutes into it, your brain will click, and then you'll realize these guys, Hamilton, who wrote most of them, okay? And I think it was Madison. Was it Madison?
Hamilton, Madison, and John Jay, right?
Yeah, John Jay. He's. And you'll get it, and a lot of the things they say, I think, are already in your mind, but they had to create it, and that's one of the reasons we call them geniuses. So a lot of these documents, it might be hard to read at first, but use your time wherever you can. A car is a great place to do those. That's kind of how I became really
acquainted.
They
did speak a little bit different. They spoke and wrote a little bit differently back then. Their grammar was impeccable, and they knew how to put sentences together, and many of us today do not. So we just have to relearn that. So, and then, one of the other tools that, once you've got a pretty good grasp of it, if you ever want to know the original context for what they were arguing about and debating during the Constitutional Convention, there's a document known as the Records of the Federal Convention of 1787. It's more of a research tool. You don't want to just
read
through it.
Baby.
Yeah, it's
a deep dive.
It's a good research tool. So, and as we've mentioned before, all these references we're going to list on our episode notes on our website at patriotcoalitionlive.com. So you can also go there. So aside from that part of that education, getting to know that your founding documents, it's also important to get to know your elected officials, your elected government officials, because these are the people that you're going to have to hold accountable. So learn who they are, from the White House all the way down to your local dog catcher or whatever the most, lowest elected official is. For me, I've got a water board. And so knowing water board reps are all the way up to the president, know who they are, follow them on their social media platforms, get on their email lists. You've got to know how, in order to know how they vote, you first got to know them so that you can look them up. And so you can stay informed on how they're going to vote. So, getting to know them is that first step in now understanding what they're doing in your government, and to know if they're overstepping, if they're usurping, if they're violating, any of the laws that we have.
There you go. And that's kind of arming yourself, okay? Those are kind of passive actions. Next, you want to take action. And the number one thing is to register to vote. Now, Jason, do you know if you register once, does that register you for all elections, or are there special elections? Primaries.
Yeah, it will generally register you for all elections, but depending on your state, you may have to validate or verify your address or to re-register every so many years.
Okay, so but register to vote, and in all elections and all races. I know people who have run for offices. It might have been a city council or even a congressman that someone, they said, oh, I'll vote for Republican, but they'd vote for the Republican president, vice president, and they would just, I'm done. Okay. Multiply that by thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands. Someone can lose a race. So it's better. Now, as we told you at the beginning, we are principle over party. Okay. Certainly there's one party right now that most aligns with our
values and our principles.
Our values, but there's a problem now where people become ideologues, or their values are tied into a party, not to ideas. For example, people voted for an American traitor for president. Listen, if you're a soldier and if you ever carried for troops, or a sailor or an airman or what do they call Space Force? I don't know. A Zoomie? No, that's kind of an Spacey. Air Force.
Yeah, thing. Zoomies are Air Force.
So Zoomies, if you're – no, Spacey? A Spacey?
Space Cadets? No, Spacey.
I don't know. But if you ever care about troops, you cannot have a commander-in-chief who's consorting with the enemy in a surreptitious manner and lies about right. it. I know. So obviously I'm passionate about this. You should be too if you're a patriot. I don't often tell people what they should do, but I'm telling you this. So, but vote for all elections and vote in all races.
And just to jump in here. So yeah. You'll hear the term vote down the ballot. And that's what they're referring yeah. to is vote for, let's say if it's in a presidential election year, vote mm-hmm. for the president, but also vote for your water board, you know, all the way down the ballot.
Yeah. So not to be confused with waterboarding. Jason's like, well, maybe, you know, that's for another podcast episode.
There you go.
Remember, 50,000 foot view. We'll discuss that in more detail later. But I mean, if you want to vote Republican, you can go all the way down. But we vote by, you know, the person and what they represent, not necessarily a party, because party platforms Amen. Can shift.
Right.
And so if people are committed just to a party, they're
going to move with the party, right? Rather than holding firm on your principles and mm-hmm. Trying to get the party to move closer to you.
And you know what? It's kind of lazy, you know? So it does, yeah. being a patriot is not for the passive. Okay, folks?
Amen.
So for example, you have to get involved or insanity will go on. For example, you can start, if you want to get involved, start with a smaller things like the school board, like the city council, for example. Are school boards and city councils important? How about this? School board impact on an entire community with only a few votes. How about a kindergarten drag queen reading hour?
Yeah. It's happening, folks.
Or as my God. Yes, a drag queen coming in to reading to kindergartners. That's insanity. Okay, that's because people didn't get involved. And if you're a church going, folks, praise the Lord. Okay, there was a study done. This is from David Barton at Wall Builders Live. There was a study done, and the question was, it was actually a polling, and the question was, how does life have intrinsic value? And it had to do with pro-life, you know, the abortion movement. And the question was, does life has intrinsic value? Okay, and 33% of the people said yes. 33%. Only 33% said that, you know, a day before a baby is born, you know, 40 weeks, for example, it's important. That's so sad, people. That is so sad. Now, a subsection of the 33%, they looked at that, 90% were Christians. 90%. Listen, from the beginning, okay, the moral boundaries of our country and our constitution was put in forth by a religious people. Okay. Without a religious people, our country will fall, period. Okay. That's important. We've shifted obviously away from that. And if you're a true Christian, guess what? It should be 100%. Okay. So those are the kind of friends you want to have a lookout for you and your children. Now, when people say, and the church has done this, not out of bad intentions, I don't think, but because they misunderstood or misread the Bible, maybe they just, we're afraid of conflict. That life is messy. People are messy. Church is messy. But enough is enough. When you start to say, I don't want to get involved with politics, you get kindergarten drag queen reading hour. Okay.
Yeah.
So guess what? And by the way, I've been doing this for 2 months. I've been a patriot a long time. Jason, thank God, has been doing this a lot longer than I. He's got almost an encyclopedic recall of the Constitution. So thank God for that. So between he and me, we're going to have a great time, okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to learn some stuff too. So get involved. And, you know, the city council, local initiatives, state constitutional amendments, And if you're going to fall forward, don't fall on your butt, meaning do something. Okay.
Yeah. So Jason, taking action, probably the next step, after maybe getting, starting your education about our founding principles and getting to know your elected officials and registering to vote. And then of course, voting in all the elections. So the next thing is you've got to find folks. If you're going to be voting in elections, you want to have good choices of people to vote for, people who are running, who believe in the same values and principles that you do. So you've got to support candidates who are advocating and promulgating constitutional values and principles. You've got to do that with your time and your money. You've got to volunteer and help them to get the word out, to allow people to know who they are, as well as it takes money to run campaigns. And trust me, I know it takes money to run campaigns. Not everything can be done through just manpower. So you've got to give financial support to them. And I would recommend that you do not give your money to political parties at a party level. Instead, find individuals, Matt mentioned this, find individuals that you support that share your values and principles and give the money to them, right? Because then you know that you're supporting directly somebody who shares your values and principles. Because if you give to a party, you don't know where that money's going to be used for. You don't know which candidate they're going to use that money for, right? So give your money to individual candidates, not a party. Another thing you can do is start to review the legislation, the initiatives, the resolutions that your elected officials are coming up with, that they're either authoring, co-sponsoring, supporting. Start to get to know the sorts of things that they're getting involved in so that you know if this is how you're going to know if they are honoring their oath to support and defend the Constitution.
That's right.
They are starting to co-sponsor legislation that is allowing government encroachment or allowing us to slide closer to tyranny rather than liberty. That's when you've got to yank back those reins.
That's right.
And to that point, that is when it is important for you, now that you have an understanding of what the Constitution says and what they're supposed to be honoring. Once you find out they're not doing that, that's when you make an appointment to go in and visit them in person if possible.
Yep.
You can't try to get them on the phone directly or email them and let them know that one of their constituents is not happy with their performance. This is where the holding them accountable part.
Can I add something there, Jason?
Yeah.
And statistically speaking, for every one person that speaks up, there is a larger number of people that feel the same way. So and when one person speaks up about an issue to a congressman, to a senator, to a representative, what have you, city council, I mean, you get the person's ear. They hear you. And if you get a few of your friends to say the same thing, there's a lot that you can do. Okay. And I'll quote a good friend of mine who has a podcast of his own, Noble Gibbons. I know you know him. If you don't think a little guy can make a difference, try being stuck in a tent with the mosquito. So there's a lot that you can do. And we have a broad spectrum of action, starting with educating yourself to running for office. We'll talk about that in a little bit. This is a reference you can use for the next generation, for the next 20, 40, 60 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Crawl, walk, run. Some of you are ready to run right now, run figuratively and run for office, but there's something here for everybody. Okay. And some of this will be a seed for some of you in 10 years. You'll be emailing us, and I don't know, Jason will be in Congress. I don't know where I'll be. I got some ideas, but that's for another episode.
I've done enough citizen lobbying, meaning I've gone to meet with enough of my representatives over the years, and I've received feedback directly from congressmen, senators, that if you are going directly into an office and meeting with somebody, that is the most important thing you can do. That's the best way you can get their attention. Because to your point, Matt, just because there's one person, that means there's many behind them who believe that.
That's right.
But that effect is magnified when you're there in person. And so they've said, look, that is the best way that you can get a legislator like me, this is them talking to me, to move on an issue, is come in and visit us. Because we know that you've took out a lot of discretionary time to go and make that effort. And then the next thing that I would recommend, this is a way you can get involved in the election process. Now, we are just going through a horrendous election where there is a lot of election fraud going on. One of the ways that you can help prevent that is to become what's called a poll watcher, which is essentially the when you sign up with an election system, election county elections, or however your elections are done in your state, and you register as a poll watcher, you can go in and observe how the election is done. And if you notice any sort of nefarious activity, you make a note of it. Now, in my state, Texas, you aren't allowed to interact with either the voters or the election judge or the clerks, but you can make a note of it, record it, et cetera. So these are things that can be sent in affidavits and so forth. So register, become a poll watcher if you are concerned with election integrity.
Yeah, and when you do that, as you get more involved, you'll feel more comfortable with it. And after a matter of years, I did say years, okay, you can become more and more of a leader, okay? And let's say you're 60 years old, or let's say you're 70 years old and you want to get involved. You know, you can't change where you are in the process, but you can change your direction on the turn of a dime. Okay. So in terms of, and like I said, Jason's been doing this or engaged very actively and proactively in the political process in one way or another, in many ways, for the last 16 years. I've been doing this for about 2 months, literally about 2 months. So this is for the common man, I guess I would represent, and then the statesman, which I would put Jason in that category. We are all Americans. We're all patriots. Guys, do something, please. For us to make a change forward to more conservative, more to the right, if you will, of the political spectrum, it's going to take an army. A good, very good friend of mine said, Matt, you can't make a difference. I said it on a previous podcast. He's right and he's wrong. It takes a leader. It takes people of action. And someone else told me that one leader is a majority. Jason talked about that a moment ago. When you go speak to a political representative and one person with an articulated opinion, substantiated by facts and reason, that's a majority. Yeah. And when you influence others and take action, you will influence and you will influence the process.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to brag on you here for a second. To your point that, yeah, I may have been in, you know, defending liberty outside of the military for like 16 years now. And you, aside from voting and so forth, have gotten involved in the last couple months. Well, gang, he's here doing a podcast. He took what he knew to be right, his values and principles. He went out and engaged me as somebody who maybe had a little bit more experience, and he partnered with me to do this podcast. So if Matt can do this after only 2 months of I'll call it an awakening in politics, imagine what everybody can do. So Matt's a perfect example. He's leading by example in this way. So my hat's off to you, sir.
I appreciate that. Someone else once told me, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing poorly. Until you do it well, and then keep doing it. So, and I'll tell you what, for those of you who've watched our first podcast, we've learned a lot since then, and we're going to keep learning. There are a lot of great conservative podcasts. We need more. There's so much censoring going on. There's so many walls going up to our free speech. I'm not going to lay down, just roll over.
Yeah, we need as many avenues to circumvent those walls, go over it, dig under it.
You got it. So if you want a strong country, start at home. Start with you and your community. Now, we're shifting more to what about foreign threats, okay? The easiest way is a strong military, really the easiest way. And Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. Ronald Reagan said, peace through strength. Now, contrarily, Bill Clinton was very passive, and on at least four separate times, the enemy was so emboldened that they kept attacking America, its allies, our bases. Listen, guys, the enemy probes our lines and pushes wherever they can. And what kind of leaders we have, they're going to dictate how strong we are. You understand? In fact, George Bush Sr., CIA director, World War II fighter pilot, was shot down twice. He was a combat veteran, true and true. The former director of the CIA, I think I mentioned that. Now, Ronald Reagan was an actor, and he had strong ideas, and man, was he a powerful speaker. The world was more afraid of Ronald Reagan than they were of Bush, okay? And consequently, he helped put a stake, as in what you would a vampire, into the Soviet Union. And in, was it 1991, Christmas Day, we said adios, or das vidanya, paka, see you later, to the Soviet Union. It folded on itself. So if you want a strong country, you have to elect strong leaders, okay, even if they're a bit abrasive, okay? Yes, you know who I'm alluding to. Trump is sometimes I wish you'd throw those tweets away, but he's a strong leader. Okay. A strong America is a deterrent and is good for peace in America, okay? A weak and passive America emboldens our adversaries. I mentioned that.
We have to elect leaders who understand the threat and yes, are willing to step up to meet it, right? That is it's critically important.
It's our moral obligation. Now, by the way, I'm speaking to adults in the room. For those of you who think, oh, I'll just be nice, love conquers all. Love's important. I love my wife. I love my kids, but I will kill anybody who tries to bring harm to them. I will defend them. You understand that? If someone is breaking into my home, I'm not going to hug them. Maybe a chokehold, you know? Does that qualify as a hug? Guys, so
an aggressive hug.
We're talking real, okay? All right. If you're looking for tea and crumpets, go to the Tea and Crumpet podcast, okay? Is that too strong?
No.
Yeah. You guys think, okay, you think Jason's a gentleman? He is, but man, when he fights, if you're in a fight with Jason, you've already lost, okay? I'll tell you that, okay? I know him well enough to tell you that's for true. Okay, another thing is podcasts and further reading, okay? This is one way. One of the best podcasts I've ever listened to, and Jason can speak positively about this too, is wallbuilders.com. David Barton is America's historian. He is truly an American treasure. David Barton. I would both Jason and I went to West Point, and they have some of the finest American historians in the world, period. David Barton, I would put him against anybody. And we learned a lot from them, from David Barton and wallbuilders.com. So check that out. That's about the best we could recommend. We come at you once a week. Maybe we'll expand that. We hope to, but that's what we're doing here. Your car is like a university on wheels, guys. Make sure you use every minute of your time. And there are many different conservative podcasts. We need more podcasts that are conservative. That's why Jason and I are here, okay? What we're starting here at PatriotCoalitionLive.com is a Liberty Library, okay? Meaning we're going to have a list of different books. We've already got a couple books up there. By the time this is, launched, we're going to have a lot more. And it's going to have different categories. Certainly, you want to have the Bible in there. You want to have, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, maybe some great writings like the Gettysburg Address. And we're going to have a lot more. And if you have some recommendations of great patriotic literature, we'd love to hear from you, okay? But there is a link at the top of our website to the Freedom Library. Okay, make use of that. And we are growing this podcast and this cause every single day. So please check out PatriotCoalitionLive.com. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We've already haven't even launched it. We've got some fantastic feedback and some fantastic questions. We'd love to hear more. So I've talked about educating yourself, reading books, reading patriotic literature. Make podcast listening a part of your everyday activity. You can get a piece of some of the most wonderful minds out there. And make their treasures yours, okay? Another thing is lead your family, lead your family. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's from New King James Version, okay? Proverbs 22:6. Actually, that's a mistranslation. The proper verb that is used here is not train, it's catechize, okay? And it sounds like catacombs, you know? But no, it's catechize, C-A-T-E-C-H-I-Z. Now, to train means to form by instruction, discipline, or drill. Basically, you tell a person what to do. That ain't gonna cut it, guys. That's not grammatically correct, but I'm getting the point across, okay? Jason will straighten it out. That's not gonna work. Okay, listen to this statistic. For those of you who are raising your children in a Christian household as best that you can, and those children who have professed their faith, okay? There's a 60 to 90% chance that when they go to college, they will leave their faith. I will say that again. You are paying tens of thousands of dollars to have your child indoctrinated to turn away from the Lord. Oh, no, you didn't. It's a statistic. It's gonna happen unless you do something about it. Now, instead of telling your kids what to think, teach them how to think. Personally, Jason Rochak is no joke. He has three kids. He homeschools. I've never met your kids, but I look forward to. I really look forward to meeting your kids.
I can't take the credit. My wife is a phenomenal teacher. She does the soft sciences, or the mm-hmm. Englishes, the histories, and so forth. And then I'll do the grammars, the sciences, the maths, and of course civics.
Yeah. And I'm sure that you teach them in theology and politics and patriotism. Yep. So okay, there's the bell curve, and Jason's right there. Okay, so that's who you want to get around. And one of the things I respect and appreciate about Jason is, I'm going to brag about you here, he's highly accomplished and he's a humble guy, and he just wants to share. We're fortunate to have him, and I'm fortunate to work with him. So when you train your children, you catechize your children. In Hebrew education, rote memorization is despised, meaning, okay, give me the days of the week in Spanish, for example, you know, and you give it to them in Spanish. You say, oh, good job. No. Traditional Hebrew education goes like this. How do you say Wednesday I want to say French. And that and they might answer, what day comes after Tuesday? But they would say it in French, okay? Or how about this? If I ask Jason, what's the weather today? He would say,
did you bring your umbrella?
There you go. Or I'd say, Jason, can I own a firearm?
Well, Matt, what does the Second Amendment say?
I love it. Okay, all right. We're going for three here. Can the courts make laws?
Well, Matt, what does the first Article 1 of the Constitution say about who holds all the legislative powers?
Bam! And that's another topic we're going to talk about, okay? So now, what about preparing your child to be a Christian throughout their whole life? You need to engage them. Don't just teach them what to think. Teach them how to think. I recommend the first thing you do is to teach your child to be a person of character, a person of high moral standards, okay? And consequently, both Jason and I learned at West Point the importance of character, which is one of the most important elements of being a good leader, not just an effective leader, because a bad leader can be an effective leader, but to be a leader of character. And the most important thing I've learned is that you teach your child to be a person of character, because they will be challenged. They will be challenged. This is not a snowflake channel, okay? If you got snowflake kids, we're going to heat it up a little bit. We're going to turn things some steam going on, okay? But listen, challenges make a person stronger, okay? Let's see what we got here. So don't just train. And here's another thing. You can go to home. You can put your kids in homeschool. You can send your kids to a private Christian school if you can, or go to a charter school. What I recommend every single one of you do is find your elected official. Push hard for school choice. School choice. I've read different authors that say, you know, I'll tell you where your child should go. No, let me choose where I put my tax money. I want to choose it, okay? Jason can talk to you highly intelligently about our education system, which I still have a lot to learn from him, and he has a lot to share with us about that and what the Constitution says about it.
Now, I was just going to say, regardless of whether you put, let's say, your child in a mm-hmm. public school, a charter school, private school, mm-hmm. if it's not homeschooled, one of the most important things you can do is stay engaged in what they're being taught.
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Understand, as Matt said, you know, catechize with them, find out what they're mm-hmm. learning, and help them to one, to make sure that it's being they're being taught what they're supposed to, but also to make sure that they're understanding it. So
you got it. And you know what kids say? How was school today?
Fine.
I've got two 12 and a half twin boys, and they're like 12 and a half. They're like teenagers. Okay. And a 15 year and a half daughter. She's like, eh. So what I recommend you do is go to that child's class. If it's an elementary school, it works great. And it sends a message to the student, your child, and the teacher. And I tell you, that will raise the bar. And if you notice the teacher like hesitating, you know, just read signs that they're put it this way, indoctrination is going on. And I have dressed teachers up and say, I'm not going to put up with this. Yes, we have. And then I've also had teachers who say, Mr. Nugent, we would love to have you in class. You don't even need to tell me when you're going to come. We would love.
Those are the good ones.
She was amazing. She was strict. And I was like, bravo, bravo. And afterwards, she was like, thank you so much for partnering with us. I said, no, thank you. You're our partner. And if you're a teacher, I invite you to, I encourage you to get the parents involved, because it's just going to help. Okay. So let's see. Now this podcast is for kids, basically 12 years old, 12 years and up, anyone 12 years and up. And so speak up when someone says something you don't agree with. Now here's something from Sissy Graham Lynch. You might recognize the last name, like Graham, like Billy Graham. Sissy she has her own podcast. It's awesome. It's primarily for women, but I listen to it sometimes. It's pretty awesome. Cissie Graham Lynch, Lynch. And when someone says something that like, oh, white people are racist, I'm upset. And it's going on right now. And they become just engulfed in rage and just what they view as righteous rage. Got it. They obviously care. There's no doubt about that. What Sissy Graham Lynch recommends is you listen and you say, tell me how you feel. Tell me why you feel this way. And as Sissy explains it, she says, I understand your feelings are this. Now, the facts are these. I just want to let you know that they don't necessarily reflect the reasons why you're feeling what you're feeling. Now, in my case, when someone said, dude, climate change is a hoax. He didn't say, you're an idiot, although he could have. You know, he's a good enough friend. I'm like, what are you talking about? But sometimes people will just, excuse me, you're right. Some people will say, whatever. Some people will get mad. You know, we're not looking to move the dial from here to here, just a little bit. That's why we need an army, okay? So that technique of, I understand how you feel. Now, the how you feel is this, but the facts don't necessarily line up with what you're feeling. Just kind of listen. And go from there. It's a great technique. I recommend you try it. Okay, now
Let's talk a little bit about. Sorry. Go ahead.
Leading others, Jason.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, let's talk. Kind of the next step would be, you know, you've talked about, or we've talked about, you know, what we can do individually, how we can mm-hmm. Educate ourselves, how we take action. But there's also mm-hmm. some leadership that we can exhibit here too. Now, you know, depending on, you know, what your personality is like or how comfortable you are. And we talked a little bit about this, but you definitely want to seek out others who share a passion for the same individual liberty. And when you do, as we talked about, make sure that you're staying in touch with them too, because it's critical that we have a way to stay connected. Like as we sit here today, obviously social media is in a situation where they're silencing people on various platforms. And so it's important that we maintain the other ways to contact them, like email addresses and so forth. So just don't forget about those sorts of things. We have other means than the traditional social media too, right? Mm-hmm. We've got, rumble.com, which is the counterpart to YouTube. We have Parler, which is the counterpart to Twitter. There's also Vimeo. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing
can I say
right.
something about Parler? Yeah. Can I say something about, now Parler is like Twitter, but better. Okay. If you want your own, Parler handle, like you're at your first name, last name, Twitter. But if you got in late, it's like, first name, last name, 157,000. Get your Parler handle now. I was able to get my own name, at Matthew Nugent. What?
Nice.
So get it now. And nothing's been censored, but Parler is relatively new. And by the time this is launched, we'll be on Parler and everything. So, but Jason?
Yeah. Well, and so we do, it's important, even though you're seeking out others, you're helping them, it could be somebody as close by as next door down the street, and you're seeking them out to commiserate maybe on the status of liberty. You're also trying to engage them and help them learn and allow them to help you learn about what it is about politics locally that is causing a problem. But it's also important to maybe connect in small groups, right? So maybe there's small groups around you that you can plug into, or if there's not, don't hesitate to start your own group of just folks who love liberty and want to come together and defend it in some way, right? So you have the benefit of listening to some of these episodes where we've given you some things that you can do. You can share those with a local group, near you. Now,
can I add something to that, Jason?
Yep.
In fact, Jason has talked a few times here about sharing information. Listen, the you cannot trust mainstream media, guys. What got me passionate and activated to do this is some friends that really are friends I've kind of lost contact with. They sent me some enlightening videos or some information. I was like, no, this can't be real. And then more and more started coming. I was like, time out, man. The big X on that. And I started to connect the dots. And I reached out to a good friend of mine, Glenn Whitner, and he goes, you need to talk to this guy, Jason Marocek. And I was like, podcast. So there's so much you can do and so many people you can impact through sending messages, okay? I would recommend that you don't overdo it. You got to figure out that right mix. But you still need to thoughtfully send that information out. When some of these bombshell, messages come out, these pieces of information, I've sent it out to people not knowing how they respond. I have met and made a lot of great people, a lot of great friendships, a lot of great relationships now, people that share the same ethos like Jason was talking about. So even though we're not physically together, we're tied by the values that we share, and we're developing a community like we hope to be doing with you.
Yeah, that's right. So last couple of things that we'll relay to you, and it deals with something we talked about earlier. If you're going to vote, you're going to register to vote, you're going to vote, you're going to get to know your elected officials. Mm-hmm. Sometimes as those elected officials come up with, legislation, initiatives, orders, that are not consistent with the principles of liberty or the Constitution, and you go and you have a conversation with them and say, this is unacceptable, and they're not responsive, what do you do? The next step is you have to go out and you have to find other people who are willing to run for office, or maybe you're going to try to run for office the next time, and you need to support them. Right, you need to get behind them with your time and money, as we talked about before. So you it's okay for you to go out and say, hey, look, my school board rep is a knucklehead. He won't listen. She won't listen. And they're not responsive at all. Will you consider running for school board? And then once you do that, make sure you support them. And some of you out there, and you know who I'm talking to, if you are them, some of you have been blessed by God with certain talents, abilities, intellect, demeanor, a way with people, understanding, wisdom, and you would make a great elected official at whatever level it is. You know who you are that I'm talking to. Do not let other people always carry the burden. It is okay for you to step forward, and there's always somebody locally, probably in your county, that will help you do that. If not, you can contact us here, and we can try to get you on the right path. But consider running for office yourself, and then win.
That's right. And when Jason says we can help you get there, you're being very kind, Jason. Okay, you can contact us, but Jason will be coaching you on that.
I can give you at least my experience, right? So let's just wrap up. We'll just quickly review. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about, last couple episodes, we've talked about what the Constitution is, why it's important, what the threats are against our liberty here in America. And mm-hmm. so this episode was really about, okay, how do you deal with those threats? We talked about, if you're actually going to do something, you have to have the right mindset. Otherwise, you're just going to sit there and say, I'm really mad about all this, right? So you have to have the right mindset. And that starts with the reason why. And that why is going to motivate you to action. We've talked about several steps that you can take, starting with things that you can do yourself, such as get educated on the Constitution. It's supporting others who are running for office. We've talked about ways that you can lead your family, right? You can make sure that your children understand what the principles of liberty are and what it is that makes America so great. And you can also lead others. You can help others and support them in getting to know more about the Constitution, the principles of liberty, finding and seeking out others who share your values and your principles, getting together in groups, helping to elect others, maybe you be exhibiting some leadership and running yourself. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things you can do. Don't get overwhelmed. As we continue our podcast and we talk about issues that are confronting us, threats to our liberty, constitutional education, as we start to relate to you in episodes, these important things, we will introduce, hey, here's something that you can do today concerning what we've talked about, and we'll probably refer back to this episode, but we'll go into more detail on what exactly you should do. Okay. So don't be overwhelmed by all this, and hopefully you've gotten something out of it.
A little bit at a time. We'll say crawl, walk, run. You got it. Yes, sir. Excellent. Great job, Jason. Thanks, everybody, for listening and for your support. Go to patriotcoalitionlive.com. That's Patriot Coalition Live. More information, and your support monthly is a big help to us. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, or go to the website where you can get the podcast. Please give us a 5-star rating where you get your podcast. If you have any questions or topics you'd like for us to discuss, we would love to hear from you. Okay, so thanks, everyone. We will see you here next time.
Thanks, King. Take care.
Bye-bye.